From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Jennifer Mitchell with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. Maine has discovered its second case of a more contagious coronavirus variant, first detected in the UK. The second case is in a person from York County who recently traveled in the United States. That case comes about a week after the first case of the B117 variant was found in a person from Franklin County who had recently traveled internationally. State health officials said today they can find no connection between the two cases. State officials have secured more than 250,000 rapid COVID-19 tests that will be prioritized for schools to help them stay open. In today's briefing, Maine Education Commissioner Pender Macon said that schools have largely been able to remain open this school year because of requirements, including masking and social distancing. She says extra tests will make it easier to test symptomatic students and staff, as well as any potential close contacts, which can help them all get back into the classroom faster.
This new addition of expanded testing availability is going to only increase as another layer of safety and health for our students and staff. And I do believe people will recognize that this is adding to what we had in place already.
About 80 schools are already using rapid tests for students and staff. The new batch of tests will also be prioritized for healthcare and long-term care settings as well. State officials say the rate of COVID-19 cases in schools is less than half of the statewide average. Maine Independent Senator Angus King says it's looking increasingly unlikely that a major compromise on pandemic relief will happen. Mal Leary reports that Senator King has been conferring with several Democratic senators and doubts that Republicans will budge on their much lower dollar figure.
King says the Republicans in the Senate have not moved from the $600 billion package they proposed last month. He says that is too small for Democrats, President Biden, and for him.
The problem, to be honest, is that the Republicans are so far from what the president proposed, it's hard to figure out how that gap can be sufficiently narrowed.
King says there may be the opportunity for some Republican input into the package through amendments as the measure works its way through Congress. He says many senators are working on the bill through this week's recess because it needs to be passed this month to prevent federal extended unemployment benefits from ending in March. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Well, Maine water rights activists are concerned about the potential sale of the Poland Spring Bottled Water Company to a private equity firm. Over the weekend, more than 70 people turned out to oppose the sale during a rally in downtown Freiburg, which is one of the towns where Poland Spring extracts water. Protest organizer Nikki Sakara of Freiburg is a longtime opponent of the bottled water industry. She says the transfer of Poland Spring to a private investment firm will only make it harder for Maine communities to monitor and control their local groundwater supply.
Our fight for water is our fight for our democratic process, transparency, and dignity.
Poland Spring was founded in Maine more than a century ago and still sources its water from springs scattered across the state. But it's now owned by Swiss food giant Nestle, which is reportedly looking to sell all of its bottled water brands to One Rock Capital Partners, a firm based in New York City. Representatives from Nestle and One Rock did not respond to requests for comment. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 11, where the topic is the ethics of vaccines. I'm Jennifer Mitchell.